Claiming the Creative Self. In her wonderful book, Getting Over, Getting Older, Letty Pogrebin wrote, "I'm a singer who wants to be a writer, and a writer who wants to grow up to be an artist. I don't want to do anything in the same way I did it before." Well, quite frankly, neither do I. I once read an article in the arts section of the New York Times a while ago about Joni Mitchell, one of my favorite singers, who has in recent years, she's in her 60s now, I believe, become an artist as well. The article said that in a report card note her sixth grade teacher wrote, "Joan should pay attention to subjects other than art." Well, half a century later, Joni Mitchell went back to her hometown and brought with her no less than 500 of her paintings, drawings, and photographs. From those, 87 pieces were chosen for a show in the public gallery there. Her teacher's uncaring remarks touched on something in me long forgotten, how people early in my life affected my dreams and career decisions. When I mentioned my desire to study to be an actress at age 15, my parents said I'd be better off getting a real job. They said the same thing when I desperately wanted to attend art school. I suppose they thought they were guiding me in the right direction. Despite their warnings, I went on to have some early successes in the professional theater in my 20s and 30s, all the while working hard at an unfulfilling, boring, real job. Many years have passed since then. Now I'm in my late 50s. I recreated myself in my 40s and 50s, went back to school, became a therapist, writer, motivational speaker, and coach. I no longer work in an office except when I want to write, and I live a creative life, writing self-help books, working on a novel, speaking around the country. So is it too late for you to begin reclaiming the creative person in you? Think back to your earlier life. Who told you you weren't creative? Rail against the negative dictates. Become militant. Get angry and go paint. Paint anger. Paint the face of the person who told you you couldn't paint. Then go sell your portrait or their portrait in your hometown gallery. Write if you want to write. Photograph clouds. Dance if your legs allow. Stretch, grow, become who you would have become if they hadn't told you not to. Speak up. Show them they were wrong. Own your creative self. Allow her to heal and flourish. Go to the karaoke bar and sing. Dance like Isadora Duncan in your bare feet, for goodness sakes. Color outside the lines and break the rules. It's never too late to create.